This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Campaigning has picked up for assembly elections in Assam, Puducherry, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. With just 4 days remaining for the election in Kerala, senior national leaders, including the Prime Minister, are reaching the state for campaign. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today had a closed-door meeting with important persons and senior leaders of the party in Chennai. He also met Ramesh Vinayakam and his family there. Ramesh is a music composer and a music teacher who is also a music therapist. Mr. Modi is also having a discussion with senior leaders of the state BJP. The Election Commission has approved creation of 4,660 auxiliary polling stations in West Bengal to facilitate voters where the number of voters has exceeded 1,200. The Commission has also approved shifting of 321 polling stations for the convenience of the voters. The total number of polling stations, including the auxiliary polling stations, are now 85,379 in West Bengal. Election Commission has written a letter to the Chief Electoral Officer of the state in this regard. TMC leader Hafizul Molla Pradhan of Diuli 1 Gram Panchayat has been arrested for allegedly threatening the voters in West Bengal. He was accused of threatening his opponents in South 24 Parganas district. Election Commission officials said that West Bengal police will take necessary legal action against the accused. Uttar Pradesh police has busted an ISI module and arrested four suspected handlers from Lucknow who were allegedly planning to trigger blasts at important places, including railway stations. According to anti-terrorist squad of the UP police, the four suspects were arrested yesterday. The module allegedly planned to create terror by triggering blasts at railway signal boxes, crowded places, vehicles laden with gas cylinders and at the premises of reputed organizations, and their first target was Lucknow Railway Station. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the current global turbulence is not merely situational but also structural in nature as the world order undergoes significant transformation. Addressing the 15th convocation ceremony of IIM Raipur, Dr. Jaishankar observed that there are visible shifts in the relative power and influence of nations. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju today said that any misunderstandings regarding the Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 FCRA will be addressed. He emphasized that while violations will invite strict action, but organizations working for the country's welfare will not be disturbed. He also said that concerns raised by Christian missionaries will be taken into account. Rijiju added that Prime Minister Narendra Modi remains committed to the welfare of every Indian. The union minister made these remarks during his visit to Kerala, where he interacted with a wide range of stakeholders. One more Indian-flagged LPG tanker's Green Sanvi has crossed the war-affected Strait of Hormuz and is now en route to India. Government sources said that Green Sanvi has become the seventh India-bound LPG tanker to cross the Strait of Hormuz since the West Asia conflict began. Iran has formally rejected a United States proposal for a 48-hour ceasefire, underscoring a hardening of Tehran's stance amid the escalating West Asia conflict and raising concerns about further instability in the region. There has been no public comment from United States on the rejection. However, U.S. and Israeli forces have continued pressure with fresh strikes inside Iran, with Iranian officials reporting additional casualties near key infrastructure. In Indian Premier League IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Mumbai Indians in Delhi today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. In another match, Gujarat Titans will face Rajasthan Royals in Ahmedabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Benchmark domestic equity indices extended their losing streak for a sixth straight week. The decline was driven by persistent geopolitical tensions, elevated crude oil prices, sustained foreign funds outflows, and sharp currency fluctuations, which weighed on investor sentiment. And that is the end of this news bulletin.